as we are at the table of the Lord with the elements in front of us, in front of our eyes, we see a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. And this table, which was instituted at that which we call the Last Supper by Jesus Christ himself, being the substance of that set time of God called the Passover, which God had instructed the children of Israel to participate in always. As Jesus gave instruction, it was a simple thing. It was not, as some celebrate it, a high liturgical thing, though of higher value. Then I might have spoke quickly here. They've made it a high religious act when in fact it was a simple act. It was celebrated in the homes. It didn't require someone to administer it. It didn't require someone to speak specific words over it. Jesus's instruction was, when you do it in remembrance of me. Paul says, he said, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. It is a simple thing. That we do. As Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians 11 to give instruction regarding this faith activity, he speaks of partaking unworthily. It's an adverb. And he describes what partaking unworthily is, that is, not discerning the body of Christ. And therefore, at this table, we always, with teaching, participate in this table. Today, I want to go to a place where we've been before. I don't want to go into the whole chapter. But I want to take you to the 33rd chapter of Job. And he describes a life almost lifeless, almost without any hope. But he says, and as evidenced by the 22nd verse, yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, that is God's, then he, that is God, is gracious unto that man and saith, God speaking, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. That is a price paid to restore one that which was lost. That is Jesus Christ. And the promise of God is his flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. As I'm approaching age 65, I have to tell you there's some things going on with me that make me feel 85. But like you, I have this promise of God at this table, symbolized by the bread broken. That because of the ransom, because what Jesus did, my flesh shall be fresher than a child. I'll return to the days of my youth. He's talking about strength. He's talking about wholeness. He's talking about wellness. The Hebrew word shalom can be grabbed hold of here. When at this table we look what Christ did, that is, he gave his body, he gave his back to the smiters, that with his stripes we are healed. Take this bread with me and say, of God, through Christ, and all the promises of God are yea in him, and amen. That is, without doubt, say, flesh fresher than a child's. Looking through this bread unto Jesus and what he did, we take it, giving glory to God and saying, with his stripes I was healed. In Jesus, amen. This table does not concern just life here, but life eternal. That is, a life with the Eternal One. From which we have been separated by our sins. God goes on giving instruction. He shall pray unto God, and taking the pronouns out, and God will be favorable unto him. And that is the one discerning what Christ has done, it says, and he shall see his face and do it with joy. For he that is God will render unto man his righteousness. That is, God will render unto us his own righteousness. Oh, to God be the glory. He looks upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he, that is God, will deliver his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We shall see Jesus face to face and do it with joy. And as Paul said as oft, the 29th verse says, lo, all these things worketh God oft times with man. To bring his soul back from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Looking through this cup, this cup represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the blood is in the soul. This represents the life of Jesus, this cup at the table. He goes on to say, mark well, O Job, Job, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak. God, I believe, speaking through Elihu, says, for I desire to justify thee. Same word in the 26th verse, righteousness is now, it's a Sedeq word, is translated in the 32nd verse, justify. With joy, we take this cup, remembering Jesus and what he did and what God through him and the power of the gospel is, has done, is doing, and will do. That is, as we continue in faith, God is giving his righteousness unto us, even unto sinners like us. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, for which we are destined. And along this journey, in your kindness, you bring us to discern what Jesus has done. And in so doing, we worthily partake, looking unto Jesus. Will you with me thank God for his grace and take this cup faith. Amen.